Recorded Books and RB Digital present Salt Houses by Hala Alyan. Narrated by Layla Buck.
Salma. Nablus, March 1963. When Salma peers into her daughter's coffee cup, she knows instantly she must lie. Alia has left a smudge of coral lipstick on the rim. The cup is ivory, intricate spirals and whorls painted on the exterior in blue, a thin crack snaking down one side. The cup belongs to a newer set, bought here in Nablus when Selma and her husband Hossam arrived nearly 15 years ago. It was the first thing she'd bought, walking through the marketplace in an unfamiliar city. In a stall draped with camel hair coats and rugs, Selma spotted the coffee set. 12 cups stacked next to an ibrik with a slender spout. They rested upon a silver tray. It was the tray that gave Selma pause, the triangular pattern so similar to the one her own mother gave her when she first wed. But it was gone, the old tray and coffee set, along with so many of their belongings, the dresses and walnut furniture and Hossam's books, all left behind in that villa, painted the color of peach flesh, that had been their home. Selma cried out when she saw the tray, pointed it out to the vendor. He refused to sell it without the coffee set, and so she'd taken it all, walking home with the large, newspaper-swathed bundle. It was her first satisfaction in Nablus. Over the years, she has presented the tray in the same arrangement, the ibrik in the center, the cups, petal-like, encircling it.